Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Mr. Ron Kelly Show. No jingle, no promo today because I happen to be on the Garden State Parkway in New Jersey, trying to make my way to the studio. Running a little late, but but I'm going to be here for my people. Right here on time. It's 4 p.m. It's August 1st. So if you haven't done what you have been aspiring to do all summer, you best get busy because we got about a good month of great weather left. Well, not right now, actually. It's rainy and cloudy here in northern New Jersey. And yes, I'm on the Garden State Parkway on my way to the studio. So you've no jingles, no commercials for right now. We'll do that a little bit later on when I get to the studio. But right now, it's the Ron Kelly Show, heard every Friday afternoon right here on blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show. In case you don't know, welcome, everybody. We appreciate you. Thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. We got a whole lot to talk about today. We got a lot to talk about today, so let's get it in gear here and let's do our thing. It's the Ron Kelly Show on the road. Coming to you live from the Garden State Parkway in northern, in traffic hell, northern New Jersey. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on Blog Talk Radio. Coming to bomb news, coming out of New York City, the bombshell news, in case you don't know, or you haven't heard, those of you who listen to the Ron Kelly Show in different parts of the country, you may have, or you may not have intimate knowledge of the death. The chokehold death of Eric Garner, 44 years old. Eric Garner, 44 years old. He was suspected of selling loose, untaxed cigarettes. This is the story. He was suspected of selling loose, untaxed cigarettes in Staten Island, in one of the five boroughs of New York City. And when And thank goodness somebody had a videotape of this. You could hear Mr. Garner intimating to the police department that he, listen, I wasn't selling any cigarettes, and I'm not, you're not arresting me. So what happened, consequently, was that one of the police officers, I'll give his name in a second, Daniel Pantaleo, New York PD, NYPD officer Daniel Pantaleo, is the cop on videotape that is shown putting Mr. Garner into a chokehold. Now, the New York City Medical Examiner, the bombshell news, the New York City Medical Examiner has ruled that Eric Garner's death was indeed a homicide. Not a homicide, just plain old homicide. Not negligent homicide, not involuntary manslaughter. Homicide. Homicide, in which someone has to pay. Now, this Daniel Pantaleo's gun and badge had already been removed from him by the New York City Police Department, I guess in anticipation because it appears that from the video that he was dead, bang, guilty. And up until this point, everybody was, all the news media, news outlets were using the word apparent chokehold. But it was, it was pretty apparent to me that the chokehold was used. Now, the chokehold has been banned from use by New York City police officers since the death of Anthony Baez many years ago. Anthony Baez, the young man who was whose football hit the top of a police car and he wound up dead, Anthony Baez. So here we have it. The New York City Medical Examiner has confirmed that Eric Garner's death, 44-year-old father of six, Eric Garner, his death was indeed at the hands of Officer Pantaleo of the New York City Police Department. Now, there were some other there were some other aggravating factors that led to Mr. Garner's death. He wasn't the healthiest guy in the world, and he had asthma. He had heart disease. He was an overweight guy, grossly overweight. And he had asthma, and he had heart disease, as well as being obese. He was a pretty big dude. And, Eric Garner was heard clearly on videotape, clearly heard telling the officer he couldn't breathe while he was held in the chokehold. I can't breathe. You can clearly hear it on the video. You can Google it. You can maybe get it off of YouTube or someplace, or you can Google that, and it's clear. It's the chokehold is clear. It's clear that Eric Garner was in distress while being held in that chokehold, and the New York City Medical Examiner has confirmed beyond a shadow of a doubt that Eric Garner's death was indeed at the hands of NYPD officer Daniel Pantaleo. And this is it, and, you know, and this is, comes on the heels of a meeting that New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio had, along with Bill Bratton and some members of the community, and Reverend Al Sharpton was in attendance as well. And Reverend Al Sharpton, you know, took it to Bill de Blasio when he said to him, because, you know, Bill de Blasio's wife, Bill de Blasio is black, his wife is white, his son is, you know, mixed race in sports and Afro. And he looks black, even though Bill de Blasio is white. So Reverend Al Sharpton had said to Mayor de Blasio that, listen, this, if that wasn't your son, you know, if Dante is Mayor Bill de Blasio's son's name. And Reverend Sharpton said to Bill de Blasio, listen, if that wasn't your son, if Dante wasn't your son, he'd be a chokehold candidate, which is 100% right. But because he's a son of the mayor, you know, no one will ever touch him. Unless he actually dead bang guilty for doing something wrong. No one will ever touch him. So, you know, this is now we're all waiting, myself included, we're gonna be waiting to see what happens. We'll be waiting to see what happens, what kind of charge comes down, because Officer Pantaleo, the medical examiner has said that has ruled the death a homicide, and this is what normally happens when someone dies under suspicious circumstances. The medical examiner will take the person, they do an autopsy, and they'll determine the cause of death, which determines whether the person who, you know, killed the person or the perpetrator or whatever you want to call him, whether he gets charged or not. So here we are. Now, we'll be waiting to see what's going to happen with Officer Pantaleo. Because, listen, it's a homicide, so he's got to be punished. Because if you, and there was a reverend, I don't have his name in front of me, I'll Google it up for you later on in the program, who had said that if nothing happens to Officer Pantaleo, there's going to be a problem. Now, what exactly he meant by that, you can infer what you want from that. But the Reverend, I'll get his name for you. He did say there was going to be a problem if nothing happens to Officer Pantaleo. Now, next week when we're on the Ron Kelly Show, we'll be using the sound bites. We're going to start using sound bites. It was suggested to me, and I've been wanting to do it for a while, so what we're going to do is we're going to program sound bites into the show. So you'll be able to hear, instead of me quoting and, what people are saying, you'll be able to hear it from the horse's mouth, so to speak. So starting next week, the week thereafter, the third week of August, as soon as I can get it together, we're going to start using the sound bite so you can hear what Mayor de Blasio said, his word for word. You can hear Reverend Al Sharpton and whoever else, President Obama, whatever the story is that we're discussing, you'll be able to hear it. So we're going to start doing that, within the next week or two. So look for that as a way to enhance the program so you can hear it from them. You don't necessarily have to hear it from me. So we'll talk about that a little bit more. We'll also talk about what's going on in the Middle East. We have a ceasefire going on between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Why are they fighting? Why are they fighting? People want to know. Why are they fighting? I'll explain to you. Because it's not what many people think it is. Not at all. You know, it's not a clash of religions. It's not just because they don't like each other. That's not it. of course, we'll talk more. We'll talk about the conservative, the kook fringe, Tea Party, and others who a lawsuit against the president of the United States of America. A lawsuit. I mean, come on. See, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. I'm going to transition, everyone. I'm going to go into the studio. I'm going to transition into the program. In the studio. And so we'll be dark for just a few minutes. I'm going to do that in just a second. We got a whole lot to talk about. We're going to talk about that. We'll talk more about the medical examiner's ruling. We'll talk about the Palestinian-Israeli ceasefire. And we'll also talk about the lawsuit and a bunch of other stuff. And whatever else that you may want to talk about, we'll talk about that too. You don't have to stick on topic with what I'm talking about. You can call in and mention anything you want. And we'll definitely engage you. So we're gonna bring it to you here on the Ron Kelly Show. So don't fret. I'm just getting to the studio now. Thank goodness the traffic did have some mercy on me. And I'm getting ready to transition into the studio right now. And we're gonna continue the program. So everybody, get yourself situated. We got a whole lot to cover here today on the Ron Kelly Show. So everybody, just hold your horses, and we're going to get to everything here on the show. It's about 10 minutes past the hour, everybody. Listen to the Ron Kelly Show. And you can log on to the Facebook page, the Ron Kelly Show, on Facebook. Also, you can log on to the website. It's the Ron Kelly Show.com, and we're going to update that as well. We got some facelifting to do here. We got some heavy lifting to do here on the program, and we're going to do that. We're going to get all of these things together. It takes a little bit of time, but we're going to definitely get it together for you. Don't forget, Wednesday night, it's Dr. Bad Boy and the Doc on blogtalkradio.com. It's Wednesday night. Yours truly, Ron Kelly, News Talk Radio personality, Ron Kelly, and clinical psychologist and author, Dr. Susanna Flores, the author of Field. And she's going to be on the show. She's on the show as well. It's Wednesday night. It's 8 o'clock. It's the Bad Boy and the Doc Talk Radio program. It's right here on blogtalkradio.com. All right, so we're gonna take a quick break, everybody. Let me just get myself situated here. I'll see if we can just transition right into the program. Let's see. We'll see if we can go right into the program. So I got a lot of stuff to go here. We got a whole lot to talk about. So we're going to get to do that in just a few minutes. Anyway, as I just walked into the studio, everybody, and I'm just sitting down and trying to catch my breath. And we're going to get it together in just a second. So everybody just hold on. And okay, I'm already in. All right, everybody, just hold your horses. We'll get back to you. In just a minute, it's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
The Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com and on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Hi, I'm Lisa Edelstein. Every day on set, I help my fictional doctors save the lives of imaginary patients in the TV series House. Every day in his village in Ethiopia, Barasa Ware helps save the lives of real children as a local health worker. Like many children in the developing world, the ones in Barasa's village are threatened by common illnesses that kill millions worldwide. But unlike villages without a local health worker, the children of Barasa's village get the care they need to survive. Imagine how many more children could be saved with your help. When you help local health workers like Barasa, you help children survive all over the world. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
There was a need in talk radio, and one man will fill that need.
What kind of effectiveness is marching out of society today?
And you too can be a witness. The Ron Kelly Show on YourTalkRadio.com.
Oh no! I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great prize.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating. Now, back with more.
Are you ready? More
of the fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Yes, indeed, it's the Ron Kelly Show. Everybody, 347-426-3214. That's 347-426-3214. Then you call into the program and speak your piece. It's 347-426-3214. It's the Ron Kelly Show right here on BlogTalkRadio.com. Lots to get to, as I said earlier, Eric Garner's death has been ruled a homicide by the New York City Medical Examiner. Now this is huge. Well, I know the police brutality people out there, the folks who rail against police brutality. You see them on Facebook, you know, kind of annoying at times. But they're really going to be satisfying them. They are really going to be set on fire now after Eric Garner's death has been ruled a homicide. Now, compression of the neck and chest while being physically restrained by police officers, the New York City Medical Examiner said today. Now, Eric's asthma, obesity, and high blood pressure were contributing factors in the death. Now, this is the latest development, everybody, in a case that sparked national outrage after the Daily News got a hold of some video showing Officer Pantaleo putting Eric Garner in a chokehold. This Officer Pantaleo was a little guy. Well, everybody's little compared to Eric Garner. But, you can see clearly from the video that was obtained by the Daily News, you can see clearly that Officer Pantaleo is putting Garner in a chokehold. Now, Garner's widow said she was relieved that they may confirm what had happened, but what had been suspected for weeks. She quoted as saying, "Thank God the truth is finally out." This is Esau Garner. Thank God for that. Now, in a statement, the Staten Island District Attorney's Office said it had been in touch with the ME. "We await the issuance of the official death certificate and the autopsy report. The investigation into Mr. Garner's death continues." Now this is the kind of stuff that makes you suspicious. I don't know if it's just a procedure that you wait for the autopsy report and the death certificate. Because if he has said it's a homicide, you better believe that death certificate and that autopsy report is going to say the same thing. Now, what are they hoping? That by the time they get it, that things will change? No. So there was a state now. Okay. Now, on the one hand, now you can accept the fact that he said we waited for this. Okay, all right, I can kind of get with that. But for you to say that you're waiting for, you're saying that the investigation continues, how the hell can the investigation be continuing? I mean, what else do you need to know? You have the video. The video clearly shows Officer Panaleo putting Eric Garner in chokehold. One. Two, you can clearly hear Eric Garner pleading with the officers and letting them know that he couldn't breathe. Three, you see the four EMS workers standing around with their hands in their pockets while Mr. Garner is dying on the sidewalk. So what else do you need? And now you and four, you know, you have the, or maybe I said that twice, that you not, and you also have the medical examiner's report saying that Eric Garner was killed by police officer Daniel Panaleo. Now, I don't take this lightly. I feel bad for the officer as well because, you know, I aspire to be a sheriff's deputy this year, early next year. And so, but I don't condone that type of behavior, not at all. I don't condone that, you know. I mean, I'm in the academy, so I kind of consider him as a brother officer. But you did something wrong. So you're not going to hear too many police officers say anything about this. They're going to keep their mouths shut. Many of them will keep quiet. They won't say nothing. Shh, don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. But this is very sad, and I feel bad for Officer Panaleo, that he now is going to lose his job and will go to jail, prison, actually. Because he has to do time for this. There's no other, there's no other alternative. Because this type of thing, and that pastor was right, that if nothing happens, if nothing happens to Officer Panaleo, there may be a problem. There just very well may be. So we'll wait and see what happens. Eric died. Eric Garner was 43 years old when he died. He died on July 17th. He was 43 years old. Again, to encapsulate the story. And he was thought to be selling cigarettes. Now, he lost his life because somebody thought he was selling cigarettes, which is even more tragic because big deal. No, big deal. People don't get charged for drug possession anymore, for possessing marijuana. They pour it out and get lost. You know, so people are not being possessed, not being arrested for having small amounts of marijuana. Why would this man be arrested for having an unattached cigarette if he did? And it's still not clear whether he did or not. There's no evidence that he was. So we'll see. We'll take a look at this. We'll see. We'll catch up on this. If anything else breaks while I'm on the air the next 35 minutes, I'll definitely let you know. But, yeah, this is very, very troubling, and we'll see what happens. Now, you know, I just have to take a deep breath. You just have to take a deep breath when you think about the Republicans. You see, a sitting president. Let's move on to the President Obama. The sitting president has never been sued by the House of Representatives, never in the history of the United States. But you see, since President Obama, there's never been a black person either. So there's a lot of firsts going on here. I mean, they're not the best ones. There's a lot of firsts here. Never, the U.S. in the House of Representatives recently voted to sue President Barack Obama for overstepping the powers of his office. I mean, come on. While the suit raises thorny legal questions about the limits of presidential power. It's also being used by both sides to fire up their base in advance of the midterm elections. Now, the suit was spearheaded by House Speaker John Bonehead and was approved largely along party lines, which means the Republicans said yes and the Democrats said no. And the Democrats argued that it's an example of the Republican majority playing politics rather than tackling urgent policies issues such as immigration. And both sides do this now. I mean, but the right wing is a little more extreme than the Democrats and than the liberals, the progressives. But the Republicans are a lot more extremist. They're extremist when it comes to this type of stuff. You know, you see, because the Kook fringe, the Tea Party, the right wing, I like to say the wrong wing, Republicans, everything is a conspiracy with them. Everything. You know, see, you can't just everything is a conspiracy because they're so paranoid, these people. They're so paranoid, and the people that follow them are paranoid. The minions, the mindless minions that follow the conservative radio talk show hosts, more so than they do the politicians. They follow the talk show hosts, Levin, Limbaugh, Hannity, these clowns. That's who they follow. See, because they have a bunch of followers. And most people in this country are followers. Many people in this country are followers. And a large majority of Republicans, the rank and file people, the voters, are followers. They can't make up their mind on their own. They don't know what they're who they're siding with. They just know they're a Republican. They're conservative. I'm a conservative. Don't even know what a conservative is, but they say they're conservatives. It's just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. So the president, you know, through the Constitution, the president is allowed to use what they call executive power, executive privilege. Now, oh, boy. Now, you think, with all the stuff that's going on in the United States of America, you think that they would want to spend time on something more important, you know. You think they want to spend time on something more important than trying to impeach the president. See, they can't last the 2 years. They're not going to last. No, I mean, who's going to – they could impeach Bill Clinton after the Lewinsky thing, after Bill Clinton lied under oath, and that was enough to impeach him. So how the hell do you think you're going to impeach President Obama when he didn't do anything wrong? See, the whole idea now – Since the senator from Tennessee, I can't think of his name right now, said that our single most important mission. This is what they said between 2008 and Mitch McConnell, Senator Mitch McConnell, was quoted as saying our single most important mission. Now, forget about what's going on in the country. Forget about, this is between 2008 and 2012, we were still in a tailspin. So forget about the housing market crashing. Forget about the financial houses, Lehman Brothers and all these places falling by the wayside. Forget about that. Forget about that. Forget about the high rate of unemployment. No, forget about immigration. People call. Forget about all of that. Forget about all of that. Our single most, this is the Republican Party, and this is Mitch McConnell, Senator Mitch McConnell, who is one of the leaders of that party, been a senator for years, and you can tell he looks like he's been there for years, and like an old piece of furniture. And their single most important mission, forget about all the other stuff that's wrong with the country. Forget about that. Crime and and school shootings and all this other stuff. And forget about that. Their single most important mission was to make Barack Obama a one-term president. So the obsession is still there. They're still obsessed with just, you know, because they've run out of options. You know, the president is not breaking the law. What do you think, the same Supreme Court or somebody else would have gotten involved? The president is not breaking the law. He's using the powers that come along with the job of being a president of the United States of America. Because they can't even say he's breaking the law. They don't even say what he's doing. They can't even, because this is so baseless and so empty that they can't even say what the president is doing. They can't say. What is he doing? Be specific. They can't. They can't. All they can do is say that the president is abusing his power. But they can't say how. They can't say on what occasion. With any credibility. Can't even say. Can't say. With any credibility. Can't say. This is so ridiculous. You're wasting millions of dollars of taxpayers' money. Millions of dollars of taxpayers' money. Trying to bring down a president that can't be brought down. Bring him down on what? You couldn't bring down Bill Clinton. President, how ridiculous. And you see, and look at in any other countries, Putin and Angela Merkel, Germany, England, China, Japan, they're just laughing. Like, look at this. This has got to be the biggest idiot John Boehner in the history of politics. And I'm not even sure if, you know, he doesn't look too confident about this. I'm not even sure if he even wants to go through with it. But they can't even say what the president is doing wrong. Can't say. Because he's not doing anything wrong. This is just a smoke screen. This is just, you know, this is a term election, scheme to try to take over the Senate. How do you discredit the party? You discredit the leader of the party. And President Obama happens to be the leader of the Democratic Party. The president always is the leader of the party, whatever party he's part of. And since President Obama is a Democrat, he is the leader of the Democratic Party. So that's how you discredit a party, discredit the president. It's not going to work. So what do you do now? Do you look stupid? Like a senator from Florida who tried to shut the government down? I mean, is that the answer? Because that's what's going to happen. You're going to look like an idiot, which most of them do already. You're trying to discredit the president, and the president can't be discredited. Failed policies, that's a word they use often when referring to President Obama. Failed policies. 6 months in a row, 6 months in a row, 1.2 million jobs, over 1.2 million jobs created. In the last 6 months, 1.2 million jobs, more than 1.2 million jobs created in the last 6 months. What's failed about that? That's a failure? Record high stock market. There was something yesterday when it fell 300 points, but that wasn't his fault. Record high stock market, S&P, Dow Jones Industrial, record highs. That's a failure? We're down to the low, unemployment rate under 7%, down to 6 and change, somewhere thereabouts.
That's a failure. 1.2 million jobs in the last 6 months. I mean, come on. Failed policies? The housing market is coming back. Manufacturing, consumer confidence, all up. That's a failure? I'll beg to differ. The failure is in the Republican Party. This is where failure is, ladies and gentlemen. They are failing to do what they took an oath to do when they assumed these offices. Boehner, McConnell, and I was going to say Eric Cantor, but he's out now, beat down by a no-name Tea Party person in total embarrassment. Ted Cruz and the rest of the clowns. It's a clown court. That's what it is. It's just totally ridiculous. And this lawsuit is classic. It's classic. Because, you know, it just shows the desperation of the Republican Party to bring down, to try to bring down a president who can't be brought down. There's no smoking gun. There's no baby mama behind the scenes. There's nothing. There's nothing. Because if there was anything, if they could have got anything under President Obama, they would have found it. Billions of dollars, not millions, billions would be spent. Couldn't find anything. Because the president was a genuine good husband, good father. So there was no smoking like Bill Clinton. There was a woman coming out of the woodwork every 5 minutes saying that she slept with him. Nobody said they slept with President Obama. So it's just, you know, it's just one desperate Hail Mary after another. They need to take a look in the mirror. Especially Dana. Absolutely desperate. You just have to laugh. What else? What's left? What happens after the lawsuit? What's left? What do you do now? This is total desperation. You know, there's 1 second left. You got 60 yards to go. You only got one. You know, it's third down. Oh no, it's fourth down. Fourth down and 75 yards. You know, this is one of those. Hey, this is a heave-ho, Hail Mary, Doug Flutie when he was at Boston College. Pass. This, but it's not going to get caught. It's going to get dropped this time. He's not even going to get the pass off because this lawsuit thing is totally ridiculous because there's no base. Suing him for what? There's no basis for this. And, you know, and they'll just, what they're doing is they're self-destructing because the only ones that are going to wind up looking bad are them, not the Democrats, but the kook fringe, Tea Party, the right wing, Republicans, the only ones that are going to wind up looking bad. Okay, so we'll take a break, everybody. We'll come right back, and we'll talk. We'll talk some more. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on Blog Talk Radio.
The Ron Kelly Show on BlogTalkRadio.com and on the web, TheRonKellyShow.com.
Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Take a little shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks? Take a little shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now, back with more.
Are you ready?
Of the fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Thank you to my dude, Al, who does all my promo work. You can check him out. Al Shaw Voice Box. You can check him out. Just Google him up. You know, he'll make your bad show good, even though my show was already good. But he'll make your show. So you call Al. You know, he's got a great voice, and he's a very talented dude. He'll put the finishing touches on your product because, you know, you all need to, you need break. You know, if you need any voice work done, commercials, he does everything. So check him out, Al Shaw Voice Box. Just Google him, Al Shaw, and his stuff will come up. You can get in touch with him. He's down in Florida. My dude, Al. Shouts out to him. All right, everybody, it's about 17 minutes before the hour. And I promise I talk to you about Israel and Palestinians and why they're fighting. Because most people, you know, and I appreciate the folks who do this in this program because, you know, lots of people just don't care, especially in the African-American community. Lots of people just don't care. Don't care. Now, about Israel and Palestine, why are they fighting? Because they're fighting way over there. There's no Americans involved. So, like, yeah, I don't care. But the, this has been going on forever, most of you guys know, the Israelis and the Palestinians. And from a distance, like the Curry fighting right now between Israel and Hamas, really it's Hamas that they're fighting. It's Palestinian, the Palestinian faction that controls the Gaza Strip. Now, this seems much like hostility for the region is known for, but this time it's different somewhere. The CIA director of the United States of America is saying it's different because this time the two are at war just as the surrounding Middle East descends into total turmoil. Now, when everything abates, the two sides will end up even further from an agreement than they have been for years. Now, so far, 1,000 Palestinians have died, and Israel has lost 50 soldiers. Who started it? Now, Israel is blaming Hamas. You know, when Hamas is blaming Israel. But very simply, though, this goes back years. It's all about the land. It's not about the Palestinians hating the Israelis because they're Jewish or because they have the Jews. It's not even about that. It's not about that. It's about land. It's about the occupied territories that the Israelis assumed control of after the war they had in 1967. I believe it was the 1967 war. You can correct me if you will. 347-426-3214. So this is about land, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't about, you know, what people say it is, that the Israelis hate the Palestinians because the Palestinians are Arabs or... No. I mean, there are Arabs who hate Israelis and vice versa. But that's not what this particular conflict is about. It's about land. Because Palestine wants the land back that the Israelis occupy, land that the Palestinians think belongs to them. That's what this is about. It's not complicated at all. It's about land. Palestine is about the size of Staten Island.
about the size of Long Island, maybe. It feels even smaller than that. So Israel may be the size of New Jersey or somewhere thereabouts. So we're talking about two very, very small, you know, geographically speaking, in terms of how countries, the size of most countries, most industrialized countries, well, Palestine is not industrialized. Israel is to a certain extent. But that's what this whole thing is about. It's about land. Plain and simple. Because the Israelis, as you know, I said a few minutes ago, the Israelis built, they call it the occupied territories that Israel has allowed its people to build houses on. The Palestinians think that land belongs to them. The Israelis think it belongs to them. So this is what conflict is. This is very simply, this is what it's about. It's not about all the other stuff you hear about religion and separatism and, you know, for whatever reason you've heard that the Palestinians don't like the Israelis and vice versa. No, it's the land. Because I tell you, if Israel, see, Israel's not going to give Palestine land now because there are folks who live there, folks, Jews who live there in the occupied territories. And Israel, in order for Israel to give that land back to the Palestinians, those people would be displaced. Those people who live in the occupied territories, who built homes there. You know, Israel's not going to do that. See, so now it's even if they wanted to do it, they couldn't, because it's about saving face now. And there'll be a lot of Israel Jewish people who'll be really pissed off if Israel caved in and gave the Palestinians that land back. So you're not going to see that. But that's a simple way of saying, because I bet you dollars of donuts that if the Israelis give the Palestinians the occupied territory, this would be over. There'd be nothing left to fight about. But because Israel refuses to give that land, they claim it as theirs, the Palestinians claim it as theirs, and that's how the fighting gets started. So they just take breaks. Like, they go to the neutral corners, you know, when there's a little peace over there. It's between rounds. Because they have a ceasefire going on now, but how long is it going to last? Many Americans are siding with Palestinians. Many. Who are siding with the Palestinians. The Palestinians are poor people. The Israelis are not poor people. So, I mean, let me share this with you now. This comes from the website If Americans Knew. Now, what every American needs to know about Israel /Palestine. Now, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is one of the world's major sources of instability. Americans are directly connected to this conflict and increasingly periled by its devastation now. If Americans Knew to provide full and accurate information on this critical issue and on our power and duty to bring a resolution. Now, here's some facts about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Now, from September 29th of 2000 to the present, 131 Israeli children have been killed by Palestinians. 131, now this is from 2000 to the present, today. 131 Israeli children have been killed by Palestinians, and 1,886 Palestinian children have been killed by Israelis since September 29th of 2000. So you're talking about 131 Israeli kids. One kid is a tragedy in itself. But 131 Israeli children have died have been killed by the Palestinians, and nearly 2,000 Palestinian kids have been killed by the Israelis. Now, this is since September 29, 2000. Now, 1,179 Israelis and at least 8,400 Palestinians have been killed, you know, by each other since September 29, 2000. So you're talking about a difference more than 7,000 Palestinians as opposed to Israelis who have been killed in this conflict. Now, 8,600 Palestinians, I mean, 8,600 Israelis, 8,600 Israelis, and 63,879 Palestinians have been injured. Now, these are no people like, these are not people who got killed, but people who have been injured. 8,600 Israelis and 63,879 Palestinians. So you talk about a difference. You're talking about a difference of 55,000. 55,000 more Israelis, more, rather, 55,000 more Palestinians have been injured in the last 14 years of this conflict. Now, here's the knock you out your seat stat right here. Daily U.S. military aid to Israel and the Palestinians. So this is fiscal year 2013, which was last year. Now, during fiscal year 2013, the U.S. is providing Israel with at least $8.5 million a day in military aid. Let me say it again. During fiscal year 2013, which was last year, last fiscal year, the U.S. is providing Israel with at least $8.5 million per day in military aid and zero in military aid to the Palestinians. Zero. So $8.5 million for the Israelis, zero for the Palestinians. Now, Israel, now here's UN resolutions, now this stat is U.S. resolutions targeting Israel and the Palestinians. Now, Israel has been targeted by at least 77 UN resolutions since, from 1955 to 1992. 77 UN resolutions against the Palestinians, against the Israelis, one against the Palestinians. 77 to one. Now, current number of political prisoners and detainees. No Israelis are possibly being held prisoner by Palestinians, while 6,000 Palestinians are currently imprisoned in Israel. 6,000 to zero. All right, here we go. Demolitions of Israeli and Palestinian homes. Now, this is since the 1967 war to the present. Now, demolitions of Israeli and Palestinian homes. Zero Israeli homes have been demolished by Palestinians. No Israeli homes have been demolished by Palestinians. And at least 28,000 Palestinian homes have been demolished by Israel since the 1967 war. 28,000. Unemployment rates. The Israeli unemployment rate is 5.8. That's lower than ours. 5.8%, while the Palestinian unemployment in the West Bank is 22.5%, and in Gaza it's 27.9%. Big difference, 17% difference. In Gaza it's 22% or better. Now, Israel has currently, Israel has 262 Jewish-only settlements and outposts. Now, these places are only where Jews can live. Jewish-only. Israeli current illegal settlements on the other person's land. That's what this stat is. Current illegal settlements on the other person's land. Now, this is from the website What If Americans Knew. And it seems somewhat slighted against Israel. I would imagine this person is a sympathizer with the Palestinians. Or is just telling the truth. The truth is the truth. Now, Israel currently has 262 Jewish-only settlements and outposts. built on confiscated Palestinian land. Now, Palestinians do not have any settlements on Israeli land. Now, they use the word confiscated, so I'm thinking that this person might be this website and this person who created this website is somewhat slanted toward the Palestinians. Not because of the statistics. The statistics might be right dead on, but confiscated Palestinian land, confiscated, use that word, is a red flag for me. So here we go. Now, since Israel began its latest offensive, it's called Operation Protective Eagle. That's what this is called. On July 8, 2014, 1,492 Palestinians and 65 Israelis have been killed. Now, Palestine has many sympathizers in this country. Many. Lots of folks here in the United States of America sympathize with the Palestinians because they're like fighting, it's like David and Goliath. You're fighting tanks with slingshots. Because the Palestinians don't have any, don't have the advanced weaponry, tanks, F-14 fighters that Israel has, the smart bombs and all the stuff that they get from the United States of America. Israel has everything. Israel has what we have. Maybe not everything, but they're as well equipped as any Army base, United States Army base, anywhere in the world. So they've got all the advanced weaponry that we have, just about. The Iron Dome, missile shield. Well, it doesn't stop all of them, but it stops a hell of a lot of them. Missiles coming from Gaza. This Iron Dome technology stops most of them. It stopped thousands of missiles from reaching the Israeli land. Iron Dome. So, you know, you form your own opinion. I don't know if we should be choosing sides. I think primarily the Arabs, choose staying with the Palestinians and the Jews and some, some Caucasian folks are hanging with Israel. But, the truth will come out. But I just want to give you a little background, on Israeli-Palestinian conflict, some statistics to kind of inform you, because most people just go about their lives and really don't care about these things, you know. But in any case, we'll see you back here next Friday for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. Don't forget, Wednesday night, 8 p.m., it's the Bad Boy and the Doc. The Doc is clinical psychologist and author Dr. Susanna Flores, and the Bad Boy is yours truly, news talk radio personality, Ron Kelly. Together we are the Bad Boy and the Doc, Wednesday night, 8 p.m., on blogtalkradio.com, everyone. So until then, take care of yourselves. Have a very, very nice weekend. Don't forget, you better get going because it's August 1st. Today's August 1st, 2014. And the summer will be over before you know it. So if you haven't done what you plan on doing, you better get busy and hop to it. All right, everybody, we'll see you back here next week. And don't forget Wednesday night at 8 p.m., the Bad Boy and the Doc. Until then, everybody, take care of yourself. Remember that it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. And that we may not have it all together, but together we can certainly have it all. Take care. The R is leaving the building.